"Are you Japanese?" Those were the first English words spoken by downed Japanese fighter pilot Shigenori Nishikaichi on tiny Niihau Island, located about 100 miles northwest of Honolulu. It was December 7, 1941. Nishikaichi had had a busy, bloody morning at Pearl Harbor. Now, with the aid and comfort of a Japanese-American couple, Nishikaichi was about to make the lives of the Niihau residents a living hell. Around 7 a.m., Nishikaichi boarded his Zero single-seat fighter plane and took off from the carrier Hiryu in the Pacific. The plane bore the rising sun insignia on each wingtip, top and bottom. Nishikaichi's squadron, escorting 9-level bombers, was part of the second wave of Japanese planes headed for the surprise attack on Oahu. An hour and a half later, the 22-year-old Japanese pilot strafed planes, trucks, and personnel at Kanehoe Bay and Bellows Field. Headed for a rendezvous with his group, Nishikaichi and some fellow pilots encountered a group of American P-36 fighter planes. The Japanese quickly staved off the formation. During the air battle, Nishikaichi shot down one enemy plane, but his aircraft took several hits. One punctured the Zero's gas tank. Nishikaichi steered the crippled plane toward the westernmost Hawaiian island, Niihau. The 19-mile-long tract was privately owned by the Robinsons, a Scottish ranching family. Fewer than 200 residents, mostly native Hawaiians, plus 3 laborers of Japanese descent and their families, called Niihau home. Nishikaichi's superiors had mistakenly informed him that the land was uninhabited. In case of emergency, the Japanese planned to use the island as a submarine pickup point for stranded pilots. Nishikaichi crash-landed the plane in a field near one of the ranch homes. The first to reach him was Hawila Howard Kaleohano, a burly native Hawaiian employed by the Robinson family. The island had no telephones. On that tranquil, late Sunday morning, with church services just letting out, none of the inhabitants was yet aware of the death and destruction that had just rained down on Pearl Harbor. Nonetheless, Kaleohano wisely confiscated the dazed Nishikaichi's gun and papers. Kaleohano, perhaps the most educated native Hawaiian on Niihau, had been keeping tabs on world affairs through newspapers supplied by ranch owner Aylmer Robinson, who paid weekly visits to the island and lived 20 miles away on Kauai. Wary but warm, Kaleohano brought the enemy pilot to his home. Along the way, Nishikaichi asked Kaleohano if he was a Japanese. The answer was an emphatic no. "The question was a gambit in what was to become a search for a Confederate," wrote Alan Beekman, a Hawaii-based historian who published the definitive account of the Niihau incident. Nishikaichi would find a yes-man soon enough. After sharing a meal and cigarettes, Nishikaichi demanded that Kaleohano return his papers, which included maps, radio codes, and Pearl Harbor attack plans. Kaleohano refused. To make their communication easier, Kaleohano asked his neighbors to summon one of the island's 3 residents of Japanese descent to translate for Nishikaichi. They first brought a Japanese-born resident and laborer, Ishimatsu Shintani, to the house. He reluctantly exchanged a few words with the pilot in Japanese, but the spooked Shintani left in a hurry, apparently sensing trouble and wanting nothing to do with his compatriot in name only. The islanders then turned to Yoshio Harada and his wife Irene, both U.S. citizens born in Hawaii to Japanese immigrants. Harada had moved from Kauai to California as a young man and lived there for 7 years before relocating to Niihau with his wife in 1939. The hardworking and unassuming parents of 3 ran the Robinson Ranch's company store. Nishikaichi was cheered by the Harada's presence. "Oh, you're a Japanese," the enemy fighter pilot exclaimed when Yoshio Harada addressed him in their native tongue. Instantly at ease with the Nisei couple, Nishikaichi dropped the bombshell news about the attack on Pearl Harbor. The Haradas did not inform their neighbors.